We have here, this is a cataloging of events and things that will be shut down as a result of obvious, a coast-to-coast, all-out nuclear attack. And all these things will be shut down. So the blackout of the electrical grid, the observance of marriage, and two reasons for America's demise. Things are restated, reemphasized. And the light of the lamp will not shine in you any longer. And the light of the luknos, lamp, it's used other than just candles in the Bible. They had other type of lights that they used. Will not shine. We keep having these double negatives for emphatic. Fino, aorist subjunctive, in you any longer. The adverb eti. That's obvious. The whole electrical grid, everything will naturally would be shut down. That's easy to see. No big deal. You hear of blackouts and various things from time to time. You hear people sitting with no electric for days as a result of a storm in this country. We've been pretty blessed here with regard to that. I mean, we've had little episodes, and even some extended ones when the electric was damaged by storms. That's why I told the Board of Deacons back in the day, I didn't want a raise. I wanted a natural gas generator in my backyard. So we put one of those in, and that finally, it lasted, and it served us. It lasted a long time, and then the final deal was several days, and they're not designed to run one day after another, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, it did. And the thing just blew up. And so we got a brand new one out there. I've hardly ever used it. Yes, I trust in the Lord, but I didn't like sitting in the dark or with no heat or air as a result of that. So anyway, just an observation. I appreciate it that we got that over there. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride, the voice of the nymphios and the nymphae, those are the two words, we get nymph, nymphios and nymphae will no longer be heard in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, entrepreneurs. The word for merchant, we get emporium, emperor, and things like that. It's emporos, the Greek merchant. For this reason, your merchants were, imperfect of I me, the great men. This is an article with a noun, megaston. Means a very important person within a context, as per those three occurrences outside, including this one, of the earth. Because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. This might be the hardest one for you to wrap your head around, but you better do it. Because it's what it says. And all the nations, one degree or another, were deceived. The word for deceived, I got ahead of myself. The word for deceived is planao, to lead astray, to deceive. Nations, of course, is ethnos. All is the inclusive pos. By your sorcery. The Greek word order in the English is different, but okay. The word sorcery is an article with a noun, feminine singular. Well, that ought to be familiar to you. Pharmakeia, drugs of any kind, legal or illegal. Also of casting spells. It's used not of a chemical sense, but of casting spells. A person involved in that kind of occultic activity. One, street lights to illumine thoroughfares. In the evenings were non-existent in first century cities, even in Rome. Processions and travel at night was by torchlight. Three, people had means for lighting their homes with oil lamps. In the prophetic setting, the light of the lamp is fueled by the public electrical grid. Whatever the power source, hydro-driven generation, nuclear power plants, or so-called fossil fuels. Five, the nuclear strike against the U.S. will immediately result in no electricity. None. It's over. Which runs about everything you can imagine, practically. It's over. All utilities will be kaput, shut down, from coast to coast, gone. It's always nice to know that we've got those things, and I'm grateful for them. As it's 105 outside, and I'm in my air conditioning, I thank God for it. I appreciate it. One, that I got it, I can afford it, and stay cool in the midst of the heat, or the opposite. I do not take anything, those things for granted. We're to give thanks in all things, even turning on the faucet and water coming out of it. Yes. You know, these are things we should never take for granted. We thank God that we have access to these things. These people who stay here after the rapture, they won't. At night, the only light will be the fires raging throughout the land. Eight, the familiar sight of lighted cities and homes will be no more. My mother would tell me, remember when we came back from Denver, South Dakota, on a train? And we go by a town and it was all lit up. And you were a little thing. Hey, Mommy, see all the yites? See all the yites? Because it caught my attention. Here's a city all lit up on a hill. This is yet another way to dramatize the destruction of America the Great. The words and the voice of the bridegroom and bride recall the language of Isaiah 7:34, where the prophet tells of a coming fifth cycle upon Jerusalem. By the way, Israel has experienced military overthrows in her history. She always had prophets to go ahead and try to call the people back to God. When they didn't, God lowered the boom, as in the day of Jeremiah with the Babylonian invasion. He said, the Babylonians are coming. Do you not think he got a bunch of flack for that? When you announce the destruction of your country and the plundering and the destruction of your blessed temple, because you're involved in idolatry and corruption, the general population, up to your ears, and you won't repent, Nebuchadnezzar's coming. A pagan, and going to take this whole country down, and all the survivors will be drugged into captivity. Israel has experienced this three times: the Assyrian of the Northern Kingdom, The Southern Kingdom, about 130 years later, I think. And of course, 70 AD, the Romans came in and dispersed the Jews. You will never find another nation that has been dispersed and come back to their land. Dispersed, come back to their land. Now they're back. I don't know where some of these doctrinal teachers couldn't figure this little bit of the puzzle out. You can't have the rapture if you don't have a national Israel. How's that possible? All this stuff is going on around Israel. And a nation isn't just born out of the clear. It takes all this. Israel started off in a kind of an infancy, under attack by five surrounding nations. The minute the UN, including, and the US voted for it, to recognize Israel as a nation. And there's a verse in the Old Testament. Can a nation be born in a day? Before that, it was just Jews who had migrated there. Early in the 20th century, there was this movement. But then it became a nation in 1948, in May of that year. Israel has to be a nation, or we can't even talk about rapture generation. So I've heard these preachers get up and say the dumbest junk. The rapture could occur at just any old time. Paul expected it in his day. What? Paul, the Jews hadn't been dispersed under that prophecy of Daniel that the Romans would take them into captivity, and that didn't happen until 70 AD, and Paul died in 68 AD, martyred. You got to have your ducks in a row. It's just emotional claptrap. The rapture depends on a set table. Everything has to be in place. And as I've studied the Bible and experienced it over my ministry, I've realized, well, that has to be in place too. Probably one of the last ones I have is there a certain type of technology that has to be in existence. An advanced technology that can hack human volition. Hence the command, don't take the mark of the beast. Well, if it is a tattoo, a tattoo doesn't send anybody to hell. Even if it is 666. There are people running around with satanic tattoos on them. They can get saved. There are people who come out of that kind of a background. So it isn't that. It's a technology that overrules human free will and makes them zombies, so to speak. So don't take it. The human race is told in general, with a special emphasis on the Europeans, because that's the headquarters of the Antichrist. Die first in this mass genocide that's going to occur in Europe. We've already covered that in Revelation. Many millions of believers who get saved after the rapture, they will die. Yeah. But they're in heaven and they're waiting for the second advent, and so what? As the Bible says, if they kill the body, then that's all they can do. They can't touch the soul. The body will take care of itself when the resurrection occurs. So you got it made every which way. If you become a martyr. So the words, the voice of the bridegroom and the bride, recall the language of Jeremiah 7:34, where the prophet tells of the coming fifth cycle upon Jerusalem. But Jeremiah goes on to record the restoration of that very place and activity known as the wedding ceremony, Jeremiah 33:10 through 11. American culture will know no such renewal, because a big part of her judgment is no reoccupation of the land in perpetuity. Not even Sodom and Gomorrah was so judged. It's been sitting there. It's kind of a fun place to visit. We visited it back in 1998. Yeah. It was enjoyable. You might not think it is. They had great big hotels up that people went to for mineral baths. Once your olfactory senses were overpowered by the sulfur, you quit smelling it. We got into the water. You better not have a sunburn. You better not have a cut on you. It'll sting like crazy. And you can't sink. Try to sink in that water. Forget it. The salt sea, it's called. The Dead Sea. It's coming to life, by the way. It's been in the news. It's starting to come back to life. Plants, certain types of aquatic creatures are starting to develop. And there's some pools where some clear water's coming through. That whole area, once again, will be absolutely verdant like it was before the destruction in the day of Abraham. It was one of the richest agricultural real estate on the whole earth. The Bible says it was. Marriage is a multi-billion dollar business in the United States. Two occurrences of the conjunction "hadi" because presents more biblical evidence for America's judgment. America has witnessed the rising up of an elite business class. That's all very interesting. An elite business class. Who have wantonly exalted themselves and hijacked the nation. They weren't happy just to be billionaires. They wanted control. Control of what? Educational system. Medical profession. And the rest of it. And of course the banking. They got their hooks in. They were causing problems before that, but they got their hooks in during the Wilson administration. The Federal Reserve System. As the joke goes, it's neither federal nor there are any reserves. It's certain families that reap the interest. Now I'm thinking, we got these leaders. No one's sounding the alarm. America is now, that was the most recent one, has hit the $40 trillion indebtedness. This isn't an accident. If you have a credit card and you don't pay the full thing each month, as you well know, then you get an interest charge, right? Okay. So who is paying all this interest? Who is pocketing all this interest? Some big names, and all of them aren't American either. The House of Rothschild in Europe, where the patriarch of that house, out of Germany, sent his five sons to five countries, like France and England, to set up a central banking system. The one in England, his boast was, I don't care who controls the government as long as I control the money. It should have never been that way. Once you control the money, you can tell where it's going to go, what it's going to finance. A lot of it looks like good, human good stuff. But they had to hijack the educational system. So we don't get smart about stuff and figure stuff out. I took an economics course at the University of Missouri. It was basic freshman stuff. They talk about inflation, but they never tell you the real big aspect of inflation. exposing the Federal Reserve System. We had politicians in our Congress way back in the day who were blowing the whistle on it, but nobody listened. He says, you're setting up, to his colleagues, you're setting up the biggest monopoly on earth. He who controls the money controls all this other stuff and can manipulate it. Like I said, they're not just happy to live in luxury. They're the ones that want to set up a new world order. They want to dissolve the divine institutions like nationalism. That's why we've got a UN over here. United Nations. With all of its corruption. You know, that's the outfit that has a flat earth on their flag. I never knew that. It was pointed out to me. It's like it's right in front of you. They don't have a globe up there. They have a flat earth. They know what it is. Those at the top know that we live on a flat earth like it's in Genesis and elsewhere. They know it. And they give us the middle finger because we're so stupid. We went and saw the latest Star Wars movie. We got it from our school, from the little globe sitting in the classroom. And then those fake moon landings. And the ones they're having today. And it's all over the line. They're exposing how stupid this is. They're not even trying anymore. Jamming everything into a little capsule. And three men going that distance to a place that's just hotter than hell or colder than the North Pole, so to speak. And they just went up there and came back. Hey. Back in 69. And now they keep doing it. They keep publishing this stuff. NASA. But guess what, gang? It's breaking down. It is breaking down before our eyes. Because everything done in secret, all the lies are going to be spilled into the open. And when people get into the tribulation, they're not going to be talking about a spinning ball running around the sun. It's going to be flat earth. Alexander believed it in his day. All the ancient kingdoms believed in a flat earth. They had different little versions, but they all believed in a flat earth. Why do you think they were trying to build a tower to reach to heaven? That same mentality exists today, except we're not going to do it with mortar and steel pillars. Tried to do it with missiles. We want to bust through that dome. And unbeknownst, they tried it back in 1958. They tried it. Operation Fishbowl. Leading American admiral was the head of it. And they went out in the deep South Pacific and shot missiles straight up with nuclear warheads on them. And they got so high and just came apart. It's the Van Allen belts. God put them there. We can't penetrate that. Man or machine. But they were trying. That same spirit, that spirit of rebellion that's at the Tower of Babel, starting off in right after the flood in Genesis, that spirit is still well and alive to assault heaven and overthrow God. How insane can you get? He who sits in the heavens just laughs, does one little thing and the whole thing is shut down. That was Satan's, one of his I wills. I will ascend to the sides of the north. The five I wills of Satan, Isaiah 13. correspond to the five falls of Satan. To the extent of a person exalts themselves above God and his word, that person will be brought down low. And Satan's at the top of the list. It all fits together. So they had to leave the little Tower of Babel unfinished, like they were going to get one that high. With that technology back then, it's crazy. But when the confusion of the languages struck, that shut it all down. No violence was done, just people couldn't understand each other anymore. And so they all went their separate ways. Because God wanted to spread out and start nations and gave us multiple languages. That's the origin of them. Everybody had a common tongue, and then it was all reprogrammed up here. Erase the old one and put a new one in. And you could speak, I'll say, French fluidly. Our God is in control. Don't listen to the voices out there. Right now, you're going to hear a bunch of scientists say that the human race is going to be extinct, and here's for the reasons. Spare me, scientists say. They're deceived just like everyone else. They went to school, they were fed the propaganda, and then they make up their stuff. And the most obscene, stupid stuff is promoted in the name of modern science. The origin of the species. Right on. Yeah, all these organisms and everything interdependent, they all just evolved. No. It takes an outside source. It takes a programmer to program the cells, all the different cells that are in your body that do all the things they do. All at once. Won't it be wonderful to get all this junk exposed? The word "your merchants were the mighty men of the earth" alludes to Isaiah 23:8, where this class of oligarchs dominated ancient Tyre, T-Y-R-E, an island kingdom right off the coast. It's not a big island. But they had internationalists that were manipulating the economies and the governments of the nations in the Aegean area, the Mediterranean area. Yeah. And God brought that kingdom down. They trusted in their wall and being sitting out there on that rock. And Alexander the Great put an end to that in his conquests. It was quite a challenge to go over there and be able to get into that city. And do it in ancient Tyre and fulfill a prophecy that it'll be reduced to a rock out in the ocean where fishermen will dry their nets. Here we have the first mention of America's movers and shakers. These individuals and their control of American financial and political activities is documented by a variety of researchers. So you can run around and pull your hair out because you've got liberal politicians and stuff. These guys are behind it. They're the ones behind it. In this country, it was the Rothschild agents that were over here was the House of Rockefeller. We know that they financially hijacked American credit in 1913. With the creation of the Federal Reserve and the implementation of the income tax. We tax people for their labor. That's called servitude. Not products, not, you know, selling some product, but servitude. I've read of a couple people that won cases in court because they were charged with income tax evasion. You know what they said? One was a lawyer from New Orleans. He said, show me the federal statute that says I have to pay this. Show me the federal statute. Where there is no law, there's no violation. They don't have one. That's what I heard. And the jury heard all this and acquitted the guy. See, that's how they pull the wool over on our eyes. Why didn't they make it a law back then? Because they knew that back then the Supreme Court would have struck it down. And so what do we have today? We have it. I'm not advocating for you not to pay your taxes, but they got a code today that is just unbelievably complex. Subject to all kinds of interpretation. These robber barons are in some cases household names, but others remain obscure. I had a book in college called Robber Barons. And they were dealing with the early American ones. Controlling the railroad system and all the other stuff. They founded the CFR, the Council for Federal CFR, whose members dominate all administrations. Council on Foreign Relations. So you can run around and wring your hands about getting a good senator, a good this. What's he going to do? They conspired in the early days to purchase some 25 of the leading newspapers around the country so as to manipulate public opinion. That's another thing they wanted to control. ABC, NBC, CBS. So they can doctor the news. This is worth reporting, this isn't. And we can distort this. You got to. You're going to run the show. You can't have truly independent news out there exposing these people and these activities. Ever since, they have more or less achieved a stranglehold of the Fourth Estate. So every aspect of American life is unduly influenced by these families, which includes academia, big pharma. They've got cures for things. They've got things that help people rather than some drug that has all these god-awful side effects. Remember on TV when they start advertising pharmaceuticals on TV, they have the black box down there and they tell you what the potential side effects are. Well, give me some of that. My clothes salesman says there's a guy that comes in out there. I told you this. I'll tell you it again. He's a customer, a long-term customer of him. He said he was a real upbeat guy, dressed real good, blah, blah, blah. He came in there, and he's a white guy. He came in there, his face was as black as a black man. What? Yeah, I took a drug because of a kidney problem. And he had his head down like this and all of it. Oh, they didn't tell you? They didn't tell you that your face would go black? It was just his face. My God. Our involvement with the UN, the push for American integration into the NAU, public education via the NEA, manipulation of public sentiment in various ways, and the list goes on and on. You can be assured that wherever they want as president becomes president. How come one guy pops out of nowhere? Jimmy Carter. A peanut farmer. He's meeting with Rockefeller before he was elected. Ah. Yeah. Make us feel good because we voted. Keep us entertained, drugged. These men are traitors to constitutional government, and they are globalists or one worlders I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us in Christ's name. Amen.